Remember earlier this week, I told you, I said I'd had a fight with my wife.
Over zinc.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a TikTok
cold medication. Well, you know, I said I never fight with my wife about anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you all listed 9 things that we fight about.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty easy, actually.
Down on the list was clutter. And I said I wanted to declutter everything. And she doesn't. You know, she likes to keep everything, and I like to throw things away. That's where we came up with the poop test. That's if you've got an item and you're wondering, should I throw it away or keep it? Imagine it has feces smeared on it.
Your high school diploma.
Okay. If it has feces smeared on it, do you clean it off and keep it, or do you toss it out? My high school diploma, I would clean off and keep. I need that.
You
really?
Do?
I need that validation. I need to prove to people, yes, here it is.
It's the one thing I've never needed.
I would keep that.
Not once in my life have I ever been asked to show my high school diploma.
I like to show it off. It's over.
Is it framed?
Yes.
Is it on the wall somewhere in your study?
Yes. It's on the wall, exactly, in our study area. And no one else's is, but mine is.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the wife?
No.
Not the boy?
Not even the
boys. Yeah. We're getting that. We need that framed. Boy, absolutely.
Not even the college diploma. You framed the high school diploma.
Yes.
High school.
Yes, because I don't claim the college where I graduated.
Oh, right,
so
right,
I can't
right,
put right, that right, up. Yeah, yeah. I stole valor
there. It doesn't fit
there.
The narrative.
That's right.
In the words of the great comedian Daniel Tosh, wow, how'd you do it? Graduate high school.
I sure did. I made it. So, yes.
You did something millions do.
And that's where we had the idea that next time I'm thinking about getting rid of some items, Biggie will come over and...
Just poo on it.
And put poo on every bit of it. And we decide, do I wipe this off and clean it really well?
Got the poo on
and
it.
And keep it. Or do you throw it away? So we fought about that. We always fight about keeping things or not keeping
she
things.
She ascribes sentimental value to everything.
Everything.
You
yes, sir.
To nothing.
Nothing.
Except high school diploma.
So, the other fight we had was about zinc. I was on TikTok, and a would-be pharmacist said, don't buy any of these cold medications. NyQuil, Mucinex, Theraflu. Straight zinc, man. That's all you need. And I turned to my wife, and I said, that's what I'm getting from now on. Straight zinc. You have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea. So
because you take you took all 3 medications and have.
And some of them I do like. Mucinex I really find to be
worked. That's the one that threw me off. I always thought that was the only one that worked.
And Alka-Seltzer cold and flu I like also, which he didn't point out. But she said, you're taking the word of this guy on TikTok. And I said, he's a pharmacist. And she said, you don't even know he's a pharmacist. He could be pretending to be a pharmacist.
I want you to buy me zinc and... bulk.
He's got his diploma framed behind him.
Yes. Update. B.B. Shea says, I got some unused zinc I can bring you. I said, do it. Do it. He texted me yesterday. I said, bring it.
That's unused zinc.
Unused zinc.
That is not surprising.
From the zinc farms.
In what form?
He didn't say. It'll be a surprise when he gets here. There'll be unused zinc that B.B. Shea will donate to my
Will you... toss out your old meds and rely 100% on zinc.
Yes.
Will you stick to that pledge, Senator?
Yes. Yes, I will. What my wife says is you have to take zinc right as cold symptoms start. And the pharmacist said that as well. You must take zinc as soon as you feel even a tickle in your throat.
Well, I think even all those zinc medications say the same thing. And it doesn't cure it. They just say it lessens the effects.
I don't think anything cures cold. It just lessens effects. And my wife said, you never even admit when you're getting sick. You'll never do it. And that's...
She's right.
That's the thing.
You
I don't
fight
admit.
It.
So, interestingly...
That was fight one.
That was fight one of several. Yesterday, we had a fight over something new. Well, money. See who you think is right here. We were at my daughter's cross-country meet.
Okay. Too much time together.
Exactly. So my daughter, you know.
Out of your elements.
Yeah. The gun fires, and then you just sit there, right?
Yay, go!
Go!
All right. And I'd already done my Wordle, so we're just sitting there, right? So we had the dog with us. She wanted to bring the dog to the park, which I'm against.
I thought that was a sign.
She wanted to bring the dog, and I always am against that because I always feel like it's just more of trouble than it's worth. You know, you've got the dog on the leash and everything. But this time she convinced me because the dog needed a new collar and the place, Dog Watch Hidden Fence, where we get the collars was on the way to the cross-country meet. It was a pretty good ways from our house. So she stopped and got a new collar for the dog. And this one is an updated collar, which is more easy to clean, and it's a different material. Very nice. But it's less frilly. Now, our dog is a cockapoo. This is a boutique animal. Mm. And my wife prides herself on keeping the animal looking frilly and presentable. She's just had a fur cut. And
a what?
Our fur cut, a grooming. You know, she goes to get a grooming quite often. So the collar is on, and we get to the cross-country meet, and we're sitting there with the dog. And my wife says, I'm going to have to punch up this collar a little bit. We're going to have to put some accents
bedazzle
on
it, if you will.
That's exactly what she said. She goes, we need to bedazzle this collar because it's not feminine enough. It's not frilly enough for her. People need to know she's a frilly boutique animal. And I said,
oh, boy.
I think that's money poorly spent. We don't need to spend money on punching up a collar to make it, you know, more frilly looking.
Excuse me, I'm going to slide down to the next bleacher.
Did the bleachers empty around you?
Yeah, that's true. And my wife said, you lower your voice. These parents are obviously upset with the things you are saying. And I said, I don't care. You don't need to spend any money on a collar. We've already bought the collar. It's pink. How much more frilly does it need to be?
Oh, it is pink already.
It is. It's pink already. But not like it's not as dainty as the previous one. And she said, I'm talking about spending $3 to $5 to punch up this collar.
I didn't even know you could accessorize the collar. I thought the collar was either, it is what it is.
She can accessorize. She's told me. She's like, there's things I can buy on Amazon.
Here they come.
Yeah. Woo! Hey, Caitlin.
And I said, $3 to $5. I said, you might as well take $3 to $5 and flush it down the commode if you're putting that. The dog will never know. Everybody knows this dog is a boutique animal and a girl. Well, then the parents start to really give us our space. And she says,
the cell phones come out.
You lower your voice. We're sitting there chewing it all around us. And yes, the runners are coming through and everything. And I missed my daughter's finish because we're in the middle. So I start to look for her. I was like, is she where? And she comes walking up behind and she's like, I got my PR.
Did you see it? Whose dog is that?
What a dull collar.
What happened to her collar? So, yes, we're fighting about things that seem inconsequential.
Yes, zinc and dog collar accessories.
Dog collar accessories.
Will you walk in your home today and their collar will be bedazzled?
Yeah.
She's okay.
That was the term she used. And she goes, this is my dog and I'll bedazzle her collar if I want to bedazzle her collar.
Well, and can you get a before and after photo? I'd love to see what she
can
do.
Yeah. The collar I've got photos of her at her best, you know, with the old collar, and she does a lot with that. But with the new collar, I haven't taken a picture of that. Yeah, I'll have to do that. It's just a little bit more muted. It's the pink is not as like bright pink, I guess, as the old collar. I like it. Pierce, you're talking about the high school diploma. If there's feces smeared on it, do you clean it or do you throw it away? Go ahead.
P1 here. You guys crack me up. You make my morning. The reason I'm calling is I have the same thing as you. I put my diploma on my wall, but I took it one step further, Kelly.
Yeah.
They actually give me a card, my high school diploma card, to carry my wallet. I still have it in my wallet to this day.
I wish I did. They gave me one, too, and I lost my wallet with it in it probably 15 years ago. I used to show it off proudly. Good for you. Good for you, Pierce.
Like when you're buying beer?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to show you my high school diploma. Let me get my ID.
Sorry. I just wanted to prove to you that I graduated high school.
Yes. Thank you, Pierce.
When did they start doing that? Because my high school class did not have the miniaturized.
I think somewhere I had one. Did I feel you? Like they gave us a small one, yeah.
Mid-80s probably, because I was 89, and they did give that up, which I loved. I was like, look at that. They tucked it right into the corner of the real diploma.
I've never seen one. I've heard about them, but I've never seen one.
Yeah, I've got it. I used to have it. I lost it.
Well, I know without a doubt then you had your tassel hanging from your
mirror.
From the mirror.
Who didn't? Of course I did, with pride. Some people threw their cap up in the air. I was like, don't you do that.
Yeah.
No, I need to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
There's my, as an accessorized collar for my dog. She does those kinds of things, you know.
That yellow and purple crap?
Yeah, but not all.
Oh my gosh, she looks like a Mardi Gras float.
Well, she did that for Mardi Gras. That's
what it was for.
We do it for every. You can tell. We do it for every occasion. There's her birthday. Look how happy she looks on her birthday.
Oh dear God!
I showed you.
I thought that was one of those things where you draw on the picture. You know, you paint on the image.
No, that's real.
The animal had to wear that?
Yeah. There's her water cup. Now, that's the other thing. Yesterday, my daughter texted before she ran and said, make sure you bring water. They don't have water out here. So we brought a big thermos of water for my daughter.
The athlete.
And she, when we got there, she was already doing like her warm-up exercises with the team. And my wife says, this animal needs water, about my dog. And we have a carry along with you bowl.
Oh yeah,
they're very popular. Yeah. Travel bowls.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, Catherine said they don't have any water out here. And my daughter looked at her water bottle and said, give it to me.
The precious drops of juice.
Yes. And then when my daughter got done and set her PR, she's water. So thirsty.
I gave it to your sister. The one who respects me more.
The one who does what I say.
Yes, that's right. So the dog got the water, and the dog will be getting the collar today. This is emergency soft copy. Jennifer Aniston was on with Jimmy Kimmel. And Jimmy Kimmel, I like this line of questioning. He says, I've read so many stories about you that are outlandish. I want you to say true or false to these stories. Well, in fact, Biggie, you can guess whether or not these are true or false, because she did give the answer to all of these. The first was, Jennifer Aniston reportedly uses a salmon sperm facial, and it's one of those things from Korea that is supposed to make crow's feet and lines on your face disappear. So Kimmel says, is it true you use a special Korean salmon sperm facial to make sure you have no lines or wrinkles? True or false, Jennifer Aniston does this?
True.
Yes, she confirmed.
Oh, Jen.
She said a friend told her about it, that it was a must-have Korean beauty product, so she went with the salmon sperm facial.
Didn't this come up over the summer on this program?
Mm-hmm. That's where I thought, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities were doing it.
That's the thing, yes.
And when we talked about it, some of our P1 listeners, ladies, got the salmon sperm facial from Korea and said, it's amazing.
That's the thing. We thought it was a wild idea.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yep.
People were like, nope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
True or false, you have a Ziploc bag filled with your dead therapist's ashes from when she passed away. Jennifer Aniston, true or false?
I'm going to say false.
True. Aniston said, she was like a mom to me, and I was like a daughter to her. We got to be so close during my therapy sessions. When she passed, she was at the funeral, and they gave out baggies of her ashes to special friends and clients.
So they split her up. Okay.
They split her up. So she's kept it. She keeps it in a very special place in her home of her therapist who died.
Weird.
True or false? She installed a $4,000 anti-aging water filter for her dogs.
I'm going to lean true again.
No. False. Aniston says, is there even such a thing? I would never spend $4,000 for an anti-aging feature for our dogs. Now,
be careful saying that around your wife.
Your wife might do that.
Your She's wife Googling would. It now.
Yeah. Our dog is 13.
Yeah.
And some children wanted to pet the dog yesterday at the cross-country meet, and my wife said, be very gentle with her. She's very fragile. Although she's not. She's in good shape for 13. But she is getting older. True or false, Jennifer Aniston? You travel anywhere you go with a jar of olives, even overseas.
True.
Yes. She loves green olives, and she has a special brand that she takes with her wherever she goes.
That's what I was going to say. I bet it's the brand.
Mm-hmm.
I know there used to be restrictions about what you can and cannot bring into some countries. I don't know.
You fly in
private. She's flying private, so she can put anything on the plane she wants to. Although she advertised for that.
But you got to get it through customs.
I flew private once and didn't have to do anything. You just walk up.
Sorry.
Yeah, you didn't leave the country.
No, I did not. Oh, you're right. You're right. But she says even when she travels abroad, she takes
There's no customs at Knoxville.
That was a great trip, though. That was
You were in the air for an hour and a half.
That was something. I flew private. I didn't have to do anything. You have a black belt in jiu-jitsu. True or false, Jennifer Aniston?
I'm going to say true.
Yes.
Really?
She does.
Seems like something she would do.
Oh, no. I'm wrong. Oh, I read that wrong. Okay. Anyway, she does not have a black belt in jiu-jitsu, although it has been reported online.
I could, you know, if I was a female celebrity, I might take some self-defense and jiu-jitsu classes, though.
Yeah. Krav Maga.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. You were once approached for an autograph while completely nude in a sauna.
Sure, absolutely.
Autograph and picture.
I think we know who it was.
This weirdo DJ.
Yeah.